everybody. Happy Friday. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the Lymph Lounge, the podcast all about cultivating a state of flow in our bodies and in our lives. So sit back and relax because today I am sharing with you an amazing interview with Mandy Dea de Grasse, certified naturopath, founder of Mandy Dea Wellness, and also the Hello Goddess podcast. Now, I am really excited to have a fellow traditional naturopath on the podcast today because a lot of us have our own special sauce or treatment combinations and our own paths also that led us to traditional naturopathy. And I think it is important on the podcast to, yes, talk about lymphatic health most of the time, but also learn about other traditional naturopaths and what they do. Before we get into the interview, here's a little bit about Mandy. Mandy is a high honors graduate from Institut de Formation Naturopathique in Quebec. She has also been practicing energy work professionally for the past 10 years and is passionate about everything related to spirituality, wellness, dance, and professional development. Mandy specializes in women's health with a holistic approach that encompasses mind, body, and soul. She is also a dance teacher at the De Grasse Diamond Dance Studio in Moncton, New Brunswick. She is thrilled about her new naturopathy practice and is committed to continuously educating herself so that she can offer the best support and guidance to her clients. So without further ado, here's the amazing interview Mandy and I did together. So Mandy,
hi everybody.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on the show.
So Mandy has a very special set of special skills. Like in my work, I get to meet so many amazing women. And a lot of time in the natural wellness, I find a lot of us, we like to combine different things. And that's what I'd like to talk about today. So I'd like to talk about your journey through dance and then your journey through Reiki and naturopathy. And how you combine everything and how they all pertain to healing. Because part of lymphatic health, there's a lot of different areas. And one of them is like natural medicine, reconnecting with your body and healing. So talk to us a little bit about your experience first with dance, if you're okay. I'd like to kind of like get into that first.
100%. So the way that you labeled it, like the dance, Reiki, and naturopathy is actually the way that I experienced it through my life. My mom, she had a dance school for 25 years. So when I was a baby, I started dancing. I was only like one and a half years old on stage. Dance was a huge part of my life growing up. I danced basically my whole life, only stopped a few years to go to university. And given that my mom had a dance school and she organizes dance competitions, it was just such a enriching, like beautiful experience to be able to have that as a child, as an outlet, not just for physical health, but I find that dance is, there's such a powerful energy to dance because you're really like letting everything flow, letting everything be. And with dance, it's almost like a way to escape artistically. And it was just such a powerful thing in my childhood. I dealt with a little bit of bullying when I was in school. So this was my way to escape that and to really reconnect with myself.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you had a little, so you stopped for a couple of years for university. How did you find that?
I think at the time I needed a break because like when you do something for so long, you start to question yourself, like, do I actually like this or is this just something that I'm used to do? And so I studied biology for a few years in university and then I started to miss it all over again. And I really, really love dancing. It's just such a big part of who I am. And I studied biology, ended up leaving university. And I got into Reiki as well, and eventually naturopathy, which brings me to where I am now. Yeah.
So after university, you reconnected with dance and then you started teaching as well, right?
Correct. So I was teaching dance camps. That's how I started out. My mom organizes dance camps. And then I helped her out with that. I was teaching. And then eventually she decided to reopen her school here in Moncton. And I'm teaching right now at her school.
Oh, that's awesome. And I like that you mentioned that movement is like an outlet, right? Mm-hmm. For healing. Yes. So that's great. And what made you want to add Reiki after that? And then we'll get into naturopathy after.
So looking back, like I said, I was kind of struggling in school socially. I've always been kind of a shy person, except for when I'm on stage. It's almost like I have this other persona on stage where I'm really confident. But it was not natural to me socially to connect with other people. And I did have my own struggles when it came to like depression and things like that. So during university and afterwards, I was looking for something to reconnect with myself. I felt kind of lost, disconnected, didn't know what my purpose was, didn't know where I was going in life. And so at the time I was seeing a therapist in university and she suggested meditation. Meditation literally transformed my whole life. Like, I cannot stress how important a meditation has been for me and for a lot of people out there. They really understand, like, it's really reconnecting with your truth and reconnecting with the truth of life itself, which is love. You know, love is the most important thing in the world.
And when so it's high vibration.
Exactly. And I think what goes wrong is that people create these limiting beliefs around fear, fear-based beliefs, and then they go through their whole lives believing these lies about themselves and the world, and it's just such an unhappy place to be in. And so through meditation, I really got into spirituality, and then I discovered Reiki, and I went to see a Reiki practitioner, and she helped me like let go of all these energies that I was holding on in my body that were not serving me. That led me to want to take the courses and everything and offer that as a service.
And be a practitioner. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I find your experience, actually, I didn't know all of that about you. It's very interesting because I think it gives you an ability to like for compassion and empathy when you help women through their healing journeys, right?
Yeah, and it's much easier. Like, unfortunately, we all have to go through dark times in our lives. But once you go through it, you get through it. On the other side, you can have more empathy and understanding for other people who are going through rough patches as well. Yeah. And I think it helped me as a practitioner to go through a few little things in my life here and there. Yeah, I'm really thankful. Yeah.
Yeah, and meditation really helps to quiet the mind so we can actually like reconnect with who we truly are. And so let's do a segue into you combine Reiki and naturopathy, you told me. So tell us a little bit more about how you combine both and also like kind of what got you interested in naturopathy from Reiki.
So I started off as a Reiki practitioner. That was 10 years ago. So I've been practicing Reiki with helping women with Reiki for the past 10 years. And halfway through those years, I went to see a practitioner and she was studying naturopathy as well. And she explained what it was. I didn't know what it was. And a lot of people don't necessarily know what it is yet. So that's why I like to shed some light on what it is. Yes. And I thought it was so interesting. And I was already interested in all that kind of stuff because I was very spiritually open at that time. People in the spiritual community are usually into like all these holistic and natural modalities. So I was really fascinated. I decided to right off the bat take that course and pursue that career. And so I've been graduated now for a year and a half. And since then, like you said, I really like to combine the Reiki and the naturopathy. They're very compatible because they both look at the root cause. They both look at the holistic person, like the whole person. And I find that it's nice to have that kind of special angle, like we were talking, like you have your lymphatic angle. I like to have the energy healing part of naturopathy as well.
Yeah. You also have your background in biology, so that probably helped as well.
Exactly. I didn't end up finishing the degree, but looking back, I think that's so
How
amazing. Like that it turned out to actually help me in the long run anyway. So
Yeah, exactly. What do your treatments look like? How do you combine both in your practice? Like, does someone have to book a Reiki and a naturopathy, or do you have services that combine both? Like, what does it look like?
So right now I have three main services that I offer. I offer Reiki on its own, naturopathy on its own, and I offer a hybrid session, which is an hour and a half, where we do the whole, like everything you would do in a naturopathy session, but I end the session with a Reiki healing. And I find that really like it just brings everything together because it's good to look at the different, like we were talking, like holistically in a person. There's not just what you eat. There's not just your thoughts. Not you have to really go about it different ways to understand like what's really going on with the person and how to help them.
Yeah, definitely. It helps to bring, because emotions, I mean, I see it all the time in my practice, and you probably do too. They have such a big impact on our health. And there's a lot of different ways to release emotions. And I did actually get Reiki done in my life, and it really does help with emotions and sometimes get unstuck, right?
It's exactly that. And the emotions, like in energy healing, we understand that emotions are energy in motion. And if the energy is not in motion, if it's blocked, then that can end up developing different ailments, whether that's mental, spiritual, or physical. So it's important to let everything flow.
And then I saw that you did an episode on your podcast, Hello Goddess podcast, about your definition of naturopathy, and I thought it was very interesting. So would you mind sharing a little bit of that here for our listeners?
So, naturopathy is derived from two words, nature and path. And that really encapsulates what it means to be a naturopath, because you really want to get as close to nature as possible, as close to the natural state. When your body is in its natural state, you tap into your self-healing ability. So, that ability is everybody has it. It's like when you cut your finger a little bit, it heals over in a few days. That's the same thing when it comes to naturopathy. When you bring your body back into balance and harmony, it will naturally heal the ailments. Obviously, there's limits to naturopathy. We can't do miracles, like, but no matter what you're going through, seeing a naturopath is going to help you because you're literally just supporting your body's ability to heal itself. And the branch that I studied with, it's a college in Montreal. It was really interesting. They had their perspective where the way they explained it is that we have natural health factors. So natural factors would be things like that bring health, the body back into health, like the way you eat, the way you move, the way you even like your spiritual perspective, like things that are you wouldn't think that would affect your health, but they do. And so looking at all of these things, it really ties back into like why I really enjoy dance, because it's a form of movement, kind of like going to the gym, but you're also getting the mental health benefits because of the creative energy behind it. And so and Reiki is also tied into those natural health factors because we're looking at the spiritual health as well. So it's really important to look at these different things again holistically to see where we can correct and tweak things so that your body can come back into alignment.
Wow, I love that. And you also posted, actually, was it called Tropology?
Yeah, that was one of the chapters that I studied in my course. And basically, it's the science of healing through food. So, you know, like what kind of foods you want to focus on if you're dealing with certain health conditions. But overall, I think that some things just are across the board healthier to do for everybody. Things like eating more whole foods, things like drinking more pure water. Things like that. And I'm sure you agree with me with everything that you've studied as well. It's just bringing back the basics sometimes can be really powerful.
Yeah, there are so many philosophies and methods in natural medicine. It always fascinates me. And we all, like all the naturopaths that I talk to, the traditional naturopaths, they all kind of have something that like really, they're really drawn to, right?
That's totally true. And I think that that is what makes us powerful, because it's kind of like a big puzzle. Everybody has their own piece of the puzzle and their own approach. So it's that's why you can never have too many of one professional in one field in that sense.
Yeah, totally agree. I think one of the last questions I'd like to go over is, when you studied naturopathy, are there anything that surprised you? Like, what really stood out to you when you started studying?
I think what surprised me the most, I was expecting in the course that I was taking, I was expecting more of a focus on, if you have this illness, you have to eat this and take this supplement. But the way that I learned it is, if you really, really focus on the health factors and to bring everything back into wellness, back to the basics, that is so powerful. Like, if you really understand what's off in your life and you really align that, the body has this like really powerful natural ability to bring everything back to health. And health is our birthright. Health is our natural state. I think that really surprised me, because I thought, you know, like people say, like, I don't know, like it's important to work out, it's important to eat well, but we don't realize to what extent it affects us mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, like all these things that we're sometimes overlooking, the fundamentals.
Oh, totally.
And it's like, also, it's important to understand, like, sometimes you know what to do, but you don't know how to apply it, to integrate it in your life, because you have certain like self-sabotaging behaviors or whatnot. It could be anything that's really blocking you. Mm-hmm. So it's important to be able to bring those basics, those fundamentals into action.
Yeah. And sometimes we don't know which basics are most important to us right now. You know, mm-hmm. This can look different for everybody. And sometimes I think we discussed that when you interviewed me on your podcast, is sometimes the hardest thing is the simple things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did say that. You were talking about breathing. You said, like, you know, sometimes just like deep belly breathing can make a huge difference. And you could say that to somebody and be like, no, like, really, it does. Like, if you do these basic things, it will really change your life.
Yeah. And sometimes it's good to have someone external of us to help guide, right? And to help remove our blinders, kind of. Even me, I go to various practitioners for my health. So that is very interesting. I love that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what profession you're in. Like they say, every therapist needs a therapist. It's the same thing. There is blind spots. Like, you can think you know everything, but when it comes to applying it to yourself, sometimes you need somebody else to point it out for you.
Thank you so much, Mandy, for taking the time to come on and discuss those things. I'm sure our listeners are going to get a lot out of our discussion today. If anyone wants to work with you, how can they get in touch with you?
Thank you so much, Genevieve, to have me on the show. I'm really honored that you have this space for me today. And I really, really, first of all, I wanted to tell you, congrats on your podcast. I love your episodes. I listen to them all the time. And it's so good. Yes, to book a session with me, the best way would be to go on my Facebook or Instagram. So Facebook is Mandy Dale Wellness. It's a Facebook page. You can message me directly on there, or they can message me directly on Instagram. It's my personal page, but I do talk a lot about naturopathy as well. Just Mandy DeGrace, at Mandy DeGrace. Yeah.
Okay. And Mandy Dea, it's DEA, right? We'll put all those links to make sure they have the right links. Thank you so much. Podcast, Hello Goddess.
Yes. Well. And I already posted the one with Genevieve, so you guys have to go check that one out to see her be my guest on that show.
Before we bring this episode to a close, is there anything you would like to share or add? Anything that pops in your mind?
So this is something that I like to talk a lot about in every episode I do, because I find it so empowering and inspiring. No matter where you are in life, if you feel like you're kind of like confused about your path or your purpose, just keep going. Trust yourself, trust your heart, and the, like the quote, let yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of what you really love. Mm-hmm. Like, let yourself be drawn, because I, like I said, like I was in biology, didn't end up pursuing that career at all, but it actually serves me in the future. And even, you know, my hobby as a dancer as a child now serves me now. So just trust the universe. Trust the universe.
Wow, beautiful. Again, thank you so much for being here. And for all of our listeners, you can check out the blog post associated with this episode with all the links to connect with Mandy. Keep it flowing, everyone, and I will see you on the next one.